morning, everyone.
大家早上好。
Welcome back to this session.
再次欢迎你们进入这一堂。
I hope you've had a good morning so far.
我相信，我也希望你们刚才所有的都很好。
I realize, as our sister said, it's getting a little hot despite the air conditioning.
就好像刚才的主席说，越来越热了。
So I'll try not to hold you very long.
希望不会把你留在这里太久。
But I will take enough time as is necessary to get the message across.
但是我会用充足的时间把信息带出。
Who is with us for the first time?
有谁是第一次在这里的
？First time. Thank you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Thank you for coming.
感谢上帝赐福你们。
And I hope the Lord blesses you with the revelation of His will for your life.
我希望上帝接受他的启示，带给你们的生命祝福。
Before we pray, there are three things I'd like you to do for me.
祷告之前有三样事情要提醒大家。
Favor number one.
第一样事情。
What is that?
是什么呢？
If you have a cell phone,
如果你有手机，
what would I like you to do?
应该做什么？
Turn it off how?
把它怎么样？
Completely.
完全的关掉。
Turn it off vibrate.
不要把它弄成震动。
And every other way the phone lets you know it's ringing, turn it off, please.
或者是静音，任何的情况都不要，就把它全部关掉。
Because I don't want you disturbed.
因为我不要你骚扰。
So all those expensive cell phones you have,
无论你的手机有多昂贵，
take them now,
现在，
believing the world will still spin if you don't know who's calling.
你要相信，就算是静音状态，你有时还是会拿起来听。
Turn them off completely.
就完全的把关，请你现在就这样做。
As a favor to Jesus and to us, do that.
为了我们，为了耶稣，请你这样做。
I don't hear them going off because I don't want to hear them during the message.
我不要在信息的时候听到这个铃声。
I may have a half smile on my face, but I am very, very serious.
我虽然是脸带笑容，但是我是认真的。
Are all the phones turned off?
所有的手机都关了吗？
Any rebellious people here today? No.
有没有叛逆之徒呢？
Favor number two.
第二样事情。
What's that?
是什么？
Pray for us.
为我们祷告。
And what will you say?
那你会怎么样说？
Lord,
主啊，
for Christ's sake,
为了耶稣的缘故，
do what?
做什么？
Put your words in these men's mouths.
把你的话。放在我们的口中。
This is a very serious request.
这是一个非常认真的要求。
If you pray for us,
如果你为我们祷告，
God will hear you.
上帝会垂听你。
So please pray.
所以请你祷告。
And favor number three.
第三样事情。
What is that?
是什么呢？
Think. This is not a gun. This is think.
不是要， think. 不是手枪，是要你思考。
Three simple favors. Turn off your cell phones.
这三样事情，把手机关掉。
Pray for us.
为我们祷告。
And think.
思考。
Let's pray now.
让我们一起祷告。
Our loving Father in heaven, we thank you for this occasion.
我们在天上父，感谢您给我们这个大会。
Father, I ask you to remember the words of Exodus chapter 4, verse 12.
父啊，让我们记得在出埃及四章十二节所说。
When you said to Moses,
当你告诉摩西的时候。
Now therefore go.
你现在要去。
And I will be with thy mouth.
我会与你口中与你同
在。And teach thee what thou shalt say.
口中说出教导你所该说的话。
Teach me and my brother what to say. I pray.
求你也教导我和我弟兄一样说话。
In Jesus' name, Amen.
奉主耶稣的名祈求，阿门。
Genesis chapter 1, chapter 12, reading from verse 1.
请打开到圣经的创世纪第十二章第一节开始。
Genesis chapter 12, reading from verse 1.
创世纪十二章第一节。
All those of you with Bibles, raise them, let me see. If you have a Bible, raise it up.
所有有圣经的，请你举起来。
We haven't got much time. All right, hands down. Those of you without Bibles, raise your hands.
没有圣经的也举手。
Come on, raise your hands, raise your hands, raise your hands. You have no Bible. All right, okay. Try to bring one with you this afternoon and tomorrow, if you have one at all.
如果你有的话，请你记得带来。
And if you don't have a Bible, try to sit next to someone who has one.
如果没有的话，跟朋友分享。
They will do the Christian thing and allow you to read the scriptures with them.
当然会跟你一起分享同读圣经。
Genesis 12, reading from verse 1.
创世纪十二章第一节开始。
Our subject is I know who I am.
我们的主题是我晓得我是谁。
Now the Lord had said unto Abram.
这里耶和华对亚伯兰说。
Get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house.
你要离开本地本族父家。
Unto a land that I will show thee.
往我所要指示你的地去。
And I will make of thee a great nation.
我要使你成为大国。
And I will bless thee and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing.
我必赐福给你，叫你的名为大。
And I will bless them that bless thee.
你也要叫别人得福。
And curse him that curseth thee.
为你祝福了，我必赐福于他；那咒诅你的，我必咒诅他。
In thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed.
地上的万族都要因你得福。
This is God's call to our father Abraham.
这是上帝向我们的先祖亚伯拉罕所发出的呼召。
Why do I say he is our father?
为什么我们称他为我们的先父呢？
The Bible says in Galatians 3:29.
在加拉太书三章二十九节。
If ye be Christ,
如果你是属于基督的，
then are ye Abraham's seed.
那你就是亚伯拉罕的后裔。
All believers in Jesus Christ
在所有相信耶稣基督的人
are spiritual children of Abraham
都是属灵的亚伯拉罕的子孙
and as God called Abraham
就好像亚伯拉罕在呼召亚伯拉罕
God is calling us today
上帝也呼召我们
Remember our theme
记得我们的主题
The day is at hand
白昼将近
Romans chapter 13 reading from verse 12
我们再次看到罗马书十三章十二节
The night is far spent
黑夜已深
The day is at hand.
白昼将近
Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness.
我们要把所有的黑暗都除去
And let us put on the armor of light.
也穿上这个光明的兵器
Now last night, I told you.
昨天晚上我告诉你们
Since you are aware that the day is at hand.
既然你晓得白昼已近
One of the things you ought to do.
你应该做的其中一样事情是什么
Is to make a decision.
那就是要做一个决定
to commit your life,
把你献自己献上
all your talents and abilities,
你的所有的才干献上
all your physical strength,
你的所有的体能献上
to the cause of the gospel,
为了上帝的福音
and this commitment must be made unconditionally,
而这样的献上是无条件的
God must know,
上帝必要知道
that everything about you and me,
有关你和我的所有的一切事
Has been committed to the cause of the gospel.
都因为上帝的福音而全然献上。
Since the day is at hand.
既然白昼将近。
Now today.
今天。
This message.
这个信息。
I want you to do something else.
我让你必然晓得一件事。
Which is in connection with our reading Genesis 12:1-3.
就是和刚才这个创世纪十二章有关联。
I want you to begin to understand who you are as a Seventh-day Adventist.
我让你开始明白。你身为基督复临安息日的会友，是到底你的身份是什么
？Too many Seventh-day Adventists believe that all they have to do is keep the Sabbath.
太多复临信徒认为我们要做的就只不过是遵守安息日。
And beyond keeping of the Sabbath,
那么除了遵守安息日之外
，they have no biblical understanding.
他们就没有任何其他的这个圣经的认识
，no spirit of prophecy understanding.
没有对预言自灵的认识
，of what it means.
关于
To be a Seventh-day Adventist,
成为基督复临安息会的意义。
I will give you a guarantee.
我会向你保证。
On the basis of God's word,
凭着上帝的话。
If you understand,
如果你明白。
With all your heart,
全心的明白。
And accept,
并且接受。
What it means to be a Seventh-day Adventist,
到底成为基督复临安息会的意义是什么
？Your life will change.
你的生命将会改变。
You will become faithful and steadfast.
你会保持忠诚。
And all the powers of darkness,
所有黑暗的势力
will not be able to turn you away from Jesus Christ.
不会让你从耶稣那边打倒。
Listen to God's word again.
请听上帝的话。
Genesis 12, reading from verse 1.
再听听创世纪的十二章。
Now the Lord had said unto Abram,
耶和华对亚伯兰说
，Get thee out of thy country.
你要离开本地。
This is God calling Abraham.
这是上帝在呼召亚伯兰。
Leave your country.
离开你的本地。
Leave that place that gives you your identity.
离开那个给你身份的地方。
Leave that place that gave you your culture.
离开那个给你文化的地方。
Leave that place that gave you your sense, that gave you your sense of who you are.
离开那个给你认识到自己的身份的地方。
We all take pride in saying we are Malaysians.
我们大家因为是马来西亚人引以为傲。
Or we Indonesians.
或者是印尼人。
Or we Filipinos.
或者是菲律宾人。
Or we Americans. Or we Canadians.
或者是美国、加拿大人。
We have great national pride.
我们都会因为自己的祖国。
Every 4 years, when the Olympics are on television.
我们知道就快有这个奥林匹克了。
Malaysians cheer for Malaysians.
马来西亚将会为马来西亚的人。
Russians cheer for Russians.
支持他们自己国家的人。
Indians don't cheer for for Pakistanis.
印度当然不会支持巴基斯坦。
Koreans don't cheer for Japanese.
南韩绝对不会支持日本。
And Americans certainly don't cheer for Russians.
美国绝对不会支持。
We cheer for our nation.
我们当然是为自己的国家。
Because we take pride in being a member of one nation or the next.
因为我们身为一个国家的主人哦，而感到骄傲。
Now God said to Abraham.
所以上帝跟亚伯拉罕。
You are a Chaldean.
你是住在这个地方的人。
You're from the land of Mesopotamia.
你是从这美索不达米亚来的。
Leave that country.
你要离开这个地方。
Get thee out of thy country.
从你的地方离开。
And from thy kindred.
从你的本族离开。
Now God says, leave your extended family.
从你所有其他的亲朋的亲戚离开。
Your uncles, your aunts, your cousins.
你的所有的亲属。
That large group in which we find safety and security.
就是那一个你找到安全和安舒的地方。
If our parents leave the country for some reason, we go live with our aunts and uncles.
如果你就是这样的，你的父母离开的话，你可能还可以跟亲属在一起的话。
God told Abraham, leave them.
但是上帝说你要离开他们。
And on the third level, he said, and get thee out of thy father's house.
那么接下来说你要离开的就是你的。
The very house where you were born.
就是你在出生的地方。
Leave it.
离开吧。
What is God doing?
到底上帝在做什么？
Is God disrespecting nationalities? No.
是不是在不尊敬他的本国呢？
Is God showing no regard for extended families? No.
是不是在不尊敬他的亲戚呢？
Is God having little concern for one's household? No.
是不是上帝不关心他某一个父家呢？当然不是。
God is teaching a lesson in surrender to Him.
上帝在教导一个怎样完全献上的功课。
God does not call everyone to leave country, kindred, and household.
上帝并没有呼召所有的人都离开他们的父家和本族。
But God wants us to understand.
但是上帝要我们晓得。
If that is what He requires of us.
如果这个是他的要求。
We must, like Abraham.
我们就要好像亚伯拉
，Get up，
站起来
，Leave that country，
离开本地
，Leave our kindred，
离开我们的本族
，Leave our father's house，
离开我们的父家。
If this is what God requires of us，
这就是如果上帝对我们的要求。
Now why did God make such a drastic call to Abraham？
为什么上帝要用这么强烈的这个情况来呼召
？Because Abraham lived in an environment。
因为亚伯兰所居住的环境
，where truth was mixed with error，
是真理和假道掺杂在一起。
In Joshua chapter 24, reading verse 2，
在约书亚二章四，从这个第四章二节。
Joshua 24, reading verse 2，
在约书亚四章二节。
Joshua is addressing all the tribes of Israel。
约书亚在这里这样的告诉所有的以色列人。
Bible says, and Joshua said unto all the people。
在这里，圣经说，耶稣要向众民说
：“Thus saith the Lord God of Israel。”
Joshua chapter.
Thus saith the Lord God of Israel.
Chapter
four.
Chapter
24.
对不起，二十四章二节，耶稣要对民众说
：“Your fathers dwelt on the other side of the flood。”
耶和华以色列的神如此说：“古时门列祖就是亚伯拉罕。”
In old time, even Terah, the father of Abram and the father of Nahor,
和马
和 and they served other gods.
和马赫的父亲他拉住在大河那边侍奉别神。
And I took your father Abraham from the other side of the flood.
我把他们呢，将你们的祖宗亚伯兰从大河那边带来。
And I led him throughout all the land of Canaan.
领他走遍迦南全地。
And multiplied him,
又使他的子孙众多
and gave him Isaac,
把以撒赐给他。
Joshua is reminding the Israelites,
耶稣亚在提醒以色列人
that the reason God called Abraham out from the other side of the flood,
上帝之所以把亚伯拉罕从另外一边的河岸叫过来
the flood there represents the river Euphrates,
这个大河是代表着幼发拉底河
and the other side of the flood means Babylon and Mesopotamia and the land of the Chaldees.
幼发拉底河的另一岸呢，就是巴比伦和美索不达米亚的原地。
God called Abraham to be the head of a special family.
上帝呼召亚伯拉罕成为一个特殊拣选族民的先父。
And when God calls a man or a woman,
当上帝呼召一个男士或女士
for a very specific purpose,
为了一个特殊的旨意的时候
God separates that man,
上帝特别的使他被拣选出来
He separates that woman,
使他这个女士分开出来
and brings that person into a position
来到一个不同的地位
of no involvement
无论任何的事情都不能参与。
With the powers of darkness.
就是参与所有的黑暗的势力。
With the world and the things of this world.
和所有世界都隔开。
When I say no involvement.
当我说不参与。
It is not that a person lives on the moon somewhere.
并不是说他到了月球单独的居住。
But the person's thinking.
但是他的思念
the person's aspirations,
他所有的愿望
the person's lifestyle,
他的人生
does not resemble this world at all.
不再和世上一样了。
So God called Abraham.
所以上帝呼召亚伯拉。
And in verse 2 of Genesis 12,
就在这个十二章第二节
God begins to tell him why he called him.
上帝开始告诉他我呼召你的原因。
Genesis 12, reading from verse 2.
再次看创世纪十二章第二节。
Remember, our subject is I know who I am.
记得我们的主题是我晓得我是谁。
And I will make of thee a great nation.
我会必成使你成为大国。
And I will bless thee.
我必赐福给你。
And make thy name great.
叫你的名为大。
And thou shalt be a blessing.
你也要叫别人得福。
Verse 3.
第三节。
And I will bless them that bless thee.
为你祝福的我必赐福于他。
And curse him that curseth thee.
那咒诅你的我必咒诅他。
Now notice how that verse 3 ends.
第三节怎么样结束呢？
And in thee.
在你里头
shall all families of the earth be blessed.
以上的万族都要因你得福。
Abraham was called by God.
亚伯兰是上帝所呼召的。
Not for Abraham's sake personally.
并不是为了他自己的利益。
But God called that man.
但是上帝呼召他的时候
to use him.
要使用他
to bless the entire world.
来赐福所有世界的人。
Thou shalt be a blessing, the Bible says.
圣经说你要成为别人的福。
And verse 3 ends with these words, and in thee.
那么第三节结束是
shall all families of the earth be blessed.
叫地上的万族都得福。
Now I don't have any reservations about being politically incorrect.
当然可能我对这些政治上的事情不感到抱歉。
I don't spend a lot of time thinking about that.
因为我并不是很想这些政治上的事情。
I am more concerned about being biblically correct.
因为我更认真的是，到底圣言是真的吗？
Now I ask you to think.
我要让你思考。
Think.
要思考。
How many of you prayed for us so far? Anyone prayed? Anyone prayed?
请你举手， okay, 如果你在场的为我们祷告了，谢谢你们。
I'm very serious. Keep praying, please.
请你继续的祷告。
Let's think.
让我们思考。
Genesis 12:3.
在创世纪十二章三节。
The last couple lines of that verse.
最后的几行。
And in thee,
in 你
shall all families of the earth be blessed.
地上的万族都要得福。
God did not say in thee and in them and in them.
上帝没有说因你或者他或者其他的人。
Which means,
换句话说
that the blessing God had in mind,
上帝所有的福气
which was the coming of Jesus Christ and the salvation He would bring,
就是耶稣来的时候所要带给我们的救赎
it was to come to the world through Abraham.
就是要借着亚伯兰来到世上
and through Abraham alone,
借着亚伯兰个人
when Jesus stood on the mount,
当耶稣站在山上的时候
in Matthew 5 verse 14,
在马太福音五章十四节
he looked at the disciples,
他看着门徒
and he said, ye are the light of the world.
他说你就是世上的光
now when he said that,
当他这样说的时候
as you continue to think,
你在思考
remember the words of Matthew 5:1.
记得马太五章一节
and seeing the multitude,
看到众人的时候
there was a larger multitude listening to Jesus Christ as he spoke to those disciples.
当时在山上耶稣向门徒说的时候有很多其他的人
So as Jesus looked at his men,
所以当耶稣看到这众人
he saw the larger multitude.
他看到这众人的时候
but he did not say ye and them.
他并没有说这些门徒你们和这些众人
Jesus Christ said ye are the light of the world
耶稣只跟他的门徒说你们是世上的光
He was not referring to the multitude
他并不是指其他的众人
He was referring to his disciples
他只是单指他的门徒
What I'm trying to say if you've not yet caught it
换句话说如果你还没有抓到我所说的
is that God is a God who has a special people
就是上帝是一个有他特别拣选子民的
神。
从亚伯兰开始
，to this very day, God has had a special people.
一直到今天为止，上帝都有他特选的子民。
And so God said to Abraham, "In thee."
所以上帝告诉亚伯兰，因你
shall all the families of the earth be blessed.
因你地上万族必得
福。When Abraham had Ishmael with Hagar,
当亚伯兰因为和夏甲生了以撒，
God said, "No, no, 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 no."
上帝说不是的。
It has to be a seed from you and Sarah.
必须是你和妻子撒拉。
That is how specific God is.
的后裔，这就是上帝的特
色。I am working through a certain line.
我只凭着一个方式而。
The gospel must come through a certain line.
只有凭着一个家族而来。
I understand Ishmael is your son.
我知道以实玛利是你的孩子
but he's not the son of your wife.
但是不是你太太所生的。
I'll bless him.
我会祝福他。
I'll make him a great nation.
我使他成为大国。
But my covenant will I establish with Isaac.
但是我所立的约是和以撒所。
Because Isaac is a direct descendant of you and Sarah.
因为以撒就是你和撒拉所生的。
God is specific.
上帝是非常的独特。
About having a specific.People,
就是要有一个特选的族民
to carry out a specific mission,
来进行一个特选的使命
Listen to what Ellen White says in the book Last Day Events.
请看看在末时大世纪怀斯姆怎么样说
Page 45, paragraph 1.
在原文第四十五面的第一
If you don't have that book, try to get it.
如果没有这本书，请你购买
Last Day Events, page 45, paragraph 1.
末时大世纪原文四十五面第一段
The Lord has made us the depositaries of his law.
主已使我们做他律法的保管者
Who is us?
我们他们是指谁
Come on, tell me, who is us? The Seventh-day Adventist Church.
就是指基督复临安息日教会
Can you think of another people who were made the depositaries of God's law?
还没有想到其他的这是教会或者人
Who are they?
是能够管这个律法的吗
？The Israelites
就是以色列人
，which means
换句话说
，listen to this
听清楚
，as impossible as it may sound, it is truth。
这个律法的保管者
，we are as much God's people today。
我们就和以前以色列人一样的
，as the Israelites were God's people way back。
那个时候以色列人是上帝的子民。
Come on, somebody say amen。
是吗？
We are as much God's people today.
我们和古以色列人都是一样的。
As the Israelites were God's people way back.
就好像他们是上帝的子民一样。
And so Ellen White writes in Last Day Events, page 45, paragraph 1.
所以怀斯姆在这里这样记录。
God has made us the depositaries of his law.
主已使我们做他律法的保管者。
He has committed to us sacred and eternal truth.
他已交托我们神圣而永恒的真理
to be given to others,
来给送给别人
in faithful warnings, rebuke, and encouragement,
忠实以忠实的警告、责备和鼓励传达给别人
which means,
换句话说
that the whole world,
这个整个世界
needs something,
需要某个东西
that we have,
而我们却有这样东西
and the world has no other source,
而这个世界没有其他的来源
to get that information,
能够得到这一个信息
but from this church,
除了我们的教会以外
Now this is very serious,
当然这是非常严肃的
because what this church has,
因为我们所有的
what the world needs to get ready for Jesus Christ,
就是其他世界的人为了耶稣再来需要的
the same way,
同样的方法
that what the Jews had,
在古时的犹太人
what the world needed,
也是当时世界所需要的为准备耶稣的第一次来临做好准备的如果你不明白
what I'm saying is this,
我在说
as the Jews were to prepare the world for the first coming of Christ
就好像犹太人古时要准备世界人准备耶稣的第一次来临
Seventh-day Adventists are to prepare the world for the second return of Jesus Christ
基督复临安息日会的教友要准备耶稣的第二次来临为世界所有的人
will somebody say amen?
Amen
This is very serious and solemn
这是一个非常严谨的话题。
Now this is no reason to stick out your chest.
当然，我们并不是因此引以为傲。
And to walk around proud.
而觉得高高在上。
Because to whom much is given.
因为给的多的。
Much is required.
责任也断。
Ellen White writes in the same book, Last Day Events.
怀斯姆继续在这末时大世纪这样说。
Page 45, paragraph 2.
原文四十五面第二段。
Seventh-day Adventists have been chosen by God as a peculiar people separate from the world.
基督复临安息日会的人是上帝特选之民与世人有别。
By the great cleaver of truth.
记住这个真理的大斧。
He has cut them out from the quarry of the world.
他把他们从世界的石矿中凿出。
And brought them into connection with himself.
使他们与他自己联合。
He has made them his representatives.
他已使他们充任他的代表。
And has called them to be ambassadors for him in the last work of salvation.
并呼召他们在救恩的最后工作中做他的使者。
Do you understand those words?
明白刚才的话语吗
？Seventh-day Adventists.
基督复临安息日会。
Chosen by God,
是上帝特选之民，
as a peculiar people,
是与世人有别
的， separate from the world,
与世人有别的特选之民。
In Testimonies Volume 5,
在这个箴言卷的第五卷，
page 455, paragraph 2,
第四原文455面的第二段，
Ellen White writes,
怀斯姆这样说，
God has called his church in this day,
上帝在今天呼召他的教会，
as he calledAncient Israel,
就好像他在古时怎样呼召以色列一样。
To stand as a light in the earth,
为这个世界做这个请光者。
We are,
我们就是。
According to Scripture,
根据圣经的话语。
The modern Israelites,
今天现代的以色列人。
With a sacred responsibility,
有着一个神圣的使命。
To warn the world,
来警告世界。
About the second return of Jesus Christ,
关乎我们耶稣的再来。
Now, when you understand that,
所以当你了解这一点的时候，
your place in this world,
你在这世界的地位，
you're having been chosen by God,
你被上帝所拣选，
for a mission,
为了一个使命，
that he has given to no other people on the face of the earth,
是他没有给任何其他世上的人的。
When you understand that,
当你了解到这一点，
then you realize you are not like everybody else,
你就晓得你和与其他世人有别。
I'm not saying we're better,
我并不是说我们比人更
好。I am not saying we're worse,
或者比他们更坏。
I am saying we are different from,
而我是说我们是与众不同。
And in every way,
在各样的方面，
in every aspect of life,
在各样我们人生方面，
this difference should be seen,
我们应该给人看到这个不同点。
So that through our lives,
借助我们的生命，
our preaching,
我们的传道，
every standard of behavior,
我们人生的所有的标准，
we may warn men and women,
我们能够迎娶所有的男士女士们，
and prepare them for the return of Jesus Christ,
并且准备他们迎接主耶稣的再来。
If this is your understanding of yourself,
如果这个是你晓得你人的身份，
when you and your unsaved friend come together,
当你和那些还没得救的朋友在一起，
and you understand who you are,
您并你晓得自己的身份，
you will draw that person to Christ, that person will pull you into the world.
把他你的朋友带来耶稣面前，而不是放他在世界上。
When you understand who you are,
当你了解到你是谁，
When you can say I know who I am,
当你可以说我晓得我是谁，
The attractions of the world will not have the corrupting effect on your mind,
这世界所有的引诱绝对不会影响到你的心思。
You and I must understand, my beloved brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们，你要晓得，
That we have been called by God,
我们是上帝所呼召的，
With a message that is sacred, solemn,
并有一个神圣的一个信息。
And if not preached,
如果我们不传的话，
will result in thousands, thousands losing the eternal security.
有多少的多少多少的人会失去了他们的永生？
As we see the day at hand,
当我们看到白昼将近的时候，
it is time for us to ask ourselves,
我们要问问自己，
What does it mean to me?
到底这个是什么意思？
To be a Seventh-day Adventist.
到底成为基督复
临安息日会？ Am I just like anybody else?
是不是和其他人一
样？ One of the things that irritate me as a preacher,
或者是这个传道人在打扰我呢？
Is the number of Seventh-day Adventist Pentecostals in the church?
Again,
we have a lot of Seventh-day Adventist Pentecostals.
我们可以说我们有很多复临信徒呢，是属于这种五旬节的。
We go to India and conduct a crusade.
我们到印度传道的时候，
and we baptize Seventh-day Adventist Hindus.
我们把这个信息传到人们那些信徒教徒受洗。
We go to Japan,
到了日本。
And we baptize Seventh-day Adventist Buddhists.
我们把日本的佛教徒
带来。We go to the United States,
带了美国。
We baptize Seventh-day Adventist Baptists.
我们把这些浸信会七热浸信会教徒带
来。Or maybe Malaysia, Indonesia, or Bangladesh.
或者是在马来西亚，在任何孟加拉。
We baptize Seventh-day Adventist Muslims.
我们把这些穆斯林也带来了我们的
本会。 But when we understand who we are,
但是当我们晓得自己的
真正的身份， and the peculiar message God has given to us,
以及我们有特殊的这个信息，
we will be Seventh-day Adventists, Seventh-day Adventists.
我们就不是任何其他的复临信徒，而就是真正的复临
信徒。 Not a Seventh-day Adventist Pentecostal,
并不是五旬节的复临信徒，
but a Seventh-day Adventist.
就是真正的复临信徒。
Someone who understands his calling, his mission.
一个能够晓得他的呼召，他的使命的事情，
and can trace that calling and that mission in the pages of Scripture,
并且从圣经里面能够找到这个踪迹。
Now I said to you earlier,
我刚才告诉你们，
to whom much is given, much is required,
你得到的更多，责任也越大。
Let's go to Matthew chapter 5,
我们来看到马太福音第五章，
reading verse 13,
第十三节。
As we continue with the subject, I know who I am.
就是我们的主题，我晓得我是谁。
Matthew 5,
马太福音五章。
Reading verse 13,
十三节。
Do we have Matthew? I can hear the pages turning as we try to find Matthew. Do we have it yet? All right. Ye are the salt of the earth.
你们是世上的盐。
Now, this is the same group Christ said, ye are the light of the world, the disciples.
就像耶稣告诉门徒，你是世上的光。
What is the purpose of salt?
盐的这个用处是什么？
To give flavor and to preserve.
就是要给我们味道并能够保存。
What is the purpose of light?
那个光的用处呢？
To show the way.
要向我们指明道路。
Light is also life.
光也是生命。
We are the light of the world.
我们是世界的光。
We are the life of the world because of our message.
我们因为我们的信息是生命的光。
We are the salt of the earth.
我们是世上的盐。
But here's what Jesus goes on to say.
耶稣继续说。
In verse 13 of Matthew 5.
马太福音十三章十三节。
But if the salt have lost his savor.
盐若失了味。
It is henceforth good for nothing.
只能叫它在咸了以后无用。
But to be cast out.
不过丢在外面
and to be trodden underfoot of men.
被人践踏了。
Now you've read that verse many times before. What did Jesus mean?
你读了这个章节这么多次，耶稣到底要说什么呢？
But if the salt have lost his savor, Jesus says.
耶稣说，盐若失了味道。
Wherewith shall it be salted? How can it preserve?
怎能叫它再咸？怎能够做保存的工作呢？
It is henceforth good for nothing.
以后就无用了。
If something is good for nothing,
如果这个东西没有任何的用处
it might as well not exist.
倒不如不存在更好。
And in our case,
而在我们的立场
if we're not the salt of the earth,
如果我们不是世上的盐
we might as well be dead.
我们倒不如死去更好。
Now here's how Jesus expresses that.
耶稣这样的表达
it is thenceforth good for nothing.
这样就没有用处了。
But to be cast out,
不过丢在外面
and to be trodden underfoot of men,
被人践踏了。
What does trodden underfoot of men mean?
践踏是什么意思？
Let's go to Malachi chapter 4.
请打开到马拉基书第四章。
Reading from verse 1.
第一节开始。
Malachi, the last book of the Old Testament.
马拉基书旧约的最后一本。
Chapter 4, reading from verse 1.
第四章第一节。
For behold, the day cometh that shall burn as an oven.
万军之耶和华说，那日临近，势如烧着的火炉。
And all the proud and all that do wickedly shall be stubble.
凡狂傲的和行恶的，必如碎秸。
For the day that cometh shall burn them up, saith the Lord of hosts.
在那日必被烧尽。
And shall not leave them neither root nor branch.
根本枝条亦无存留。
But let's skip down to verse 3.
我们看第三节。
But he shall tread down the wicked.
第三节这样的说。
Notice the word, but ye shall tread down the wicked.
你们必践踏恶人。
Notice what Jesus said, it is thenceforth good for nothing but to be cast out and to be trodden underfoot of men.
记得刚才耶稣说，以后无用的话，就被丢在外面，并被人践踏。
And Malachi 4:3 says, ye shall tread down the wicked.
但是马拉基书五四章三节说，
For there shall be ashes under the soles of your feet.
你们必践踏恶人，他们必如灰尘在你们脚掌之下。
To tread down is to destroy.
践踏就是要毁灭。
Revelation chapter 19, reading verse 15.
在启示录书十九章十五节。
Revelation 19, verse 15, the Bible says.
启示录书十九章十五节。
And out of his mouth goeth a sharp sword.
从这有利剑从他口中出来
that with it he should smite the nations,
可以击杀列国
and he shall rule them with a rod of iron,
他必用铁杖辖管他们
and he treadeth the winepress of the wrath of the fierceness of God's wrath,
并要踹或者践踏的意思全能上帝烈怒的酒渣
here we have treading down again,
这里我们看到这个字踹
representing the destruction of the wicked,
就是践踏代表这个恶人的毁灭
so Jesus says,
所以耶稣说
If the salt have lost his savor,
如果这个盐失去了它的
原味 where shall it be salted?
它还有什么用处呢
It is thenceforth good for nothing.
从此没有任何的用处
It is useless.
没有任何的用处
There are many useless Seventh-day Adventists in the church.
在教会里面有很多无用的
All they do is cause trouble.
他们只能够
They don't understand what the Bible teaches.
制造麻烦，却不明白上帝的话。
They don't understand the peculiar heritage.
他并不晓得我们特殊的这个产业。
They don't understand we have been called as the Israelites were called.
我们不晓，他们不晓得我们被呼召就好像
以色列人。They don't understand the world is waiting for us for our message of salvation.
这个世界是等待我们在传这个信息。
And they are no longer the salt of the earth where they live.
因此他们。不能够成为这世上的盐。
And Jesus says,
所以耶稣说
，It is fit to be cast out.
这些人要被丢在外面。
And to be trodden under foot of men.
并为别人而建。
When a man or a woman,
无论是男或女
，who have received this kind of special call,
他受接受这个特别的呼召
，does not live up to the call.
但是却没有和这呼召相符。
It is better for that person to be dead.
这个人啊，最好是不存的。
I know who I am.
我晓得我是谁。
That's our subject for today.
这是我们今天的话题。
You have to know what it means to be a Seventh-day Adventist.
你必然因为你是复临信徒而晓得你的身份。
We're not like any other church.
因为我们不像其他的教会。
I'm not saying we're better or worse. I'm saying we're different from.
我并不是说我们比他好或坏，而是说我们是与众不同。
And tonight I'll tell you why we are so different.
而今天晚上我告诉你为什么我们是那么的不同。
What makes us so different?
为什么？到底什么造成不同？
We must be able to say, as Jesus said in John 8:23.
就好像耶稣在八章三十二节约翰福音说
，Ye are from beneath.
Again.
Ye are from beneath.
你是从地上来。
I am from above.
我是从天上来。
Ye are of this world.
你是属于世界。
I am not of this world, says Jesus Christ.
我并不是属于世界的耶稣说。
Now you may say to me,
你们可能这样
说。How can we say that?
我们怎么可以这样说呢？
Arrogant.
这是太狂傲了。
That's what Jesus said of his disciples.
这是耶稣向他的门徒说的。
In John chapter 17, verse 16, the Bible says.
在约翰福音十七章十六节，圣经
说。They are not of this world, even as I am not of this world, says Jesus Christ.
他们不属于这个世界，就好像我耶稣基督不属于这个世界。
In verse 15 of John 17.
在这个十七章十五节，约翰福音。
Jesus said, "I have given them Thy word, and the world hath hated them."
也就是说，我已经把这话给你们，而这因你这些话呢，人世人会憎
恨。They are not of this world, even as I am not of this world.
因为你们不属于这世界，就好像我不属于这世界。
In back-to-back verses,
这两个章节对照。
Jesus in praying to His Father.
耶稣在向天父祷告。
He says, "My disciples, whom You gave me."
他说：“你所给我的门徒。
They live in this earth.
他们住在这世上
but they are not of this world.
但是他不属于这世
上 I have disciples in Malaysia.
我有马来西亚的门徒
They live in Penang.
他们住在槟城
They live in Kuala Lumpur.
在吉隆坡
I have some in Indonesia.
我有在印尼的
They live in Jakarta.
他们住在耶
加达 I have some in the Philippines.
甚至在菲律宾
They live in Manila.
在马尼拉
but they are not of this world.
但是他们不属于这个世界
You and I need to understand, my beloved brothers and sisters.
所以亲爱的弟兄姐妹们我们要必须明白
that when you are Seventh-day Adventist,
当你说你是基督复临安息日会的会友，你是不同的。而你不明白这一点的话，你就应该多加研究上帝的话和预言之灵。因为如果不是的话，倒不如 不认识更好。不然的话，你就要得到这个呼召。而如果不是的话，倒不如不要上帝呼召你。
I know who I am.
我晓得我是谁。
That must be constantly kept in your mind.
这必须是持之有恒保持在你的心头的意念。
When Abraham wanted a wife for his son Isaac.
那么从亚伯拉罕和他太太得到了以撒。
Abraham called his chief servant Eliezer.
亚伯拉罕叫他的忠心的仆人以利沙。
In Genesis chapter 24, reading from verse 1.
在创世纪二十四章开始第一节。
Genesis 24, reading from verse 1.
二十四章第一节。
The Bible says that Abraham was old and well stricken in years, and the Lord had blessed Abraham in everything or all things.
亚伯拉罕年纪老迈，向来在一切事上，耶和华都赐福给他。
And Abraham said unto his eldest servant of his house that ruled over all that he had.
亚伯拉罕对管理他全业最老的仆人说。
Put, I pray thee, thy hand under my thigh.
请你把手放在我的大腿底下。
I will make thee swear by the Lord.
我要叫你指着耶和华天地的主起誓。天地的主启示
that thou shalt not take a wife unto my son,
不要为我儿子娶着迦南地中的女子为妻
of the daughters of the Canaanites in whose land I dwell, among whom I dwell.
不要在这我住在的迦南中间娶
but thou shalt go unto my country,
但是你要往我本地本族去
and to my kindred,
为和我的本族
take a wife unto my son Isaac.
为我的儿子以撒娶一个妻子
Abraham understands who he is.
亚伯兰知道他是谁
he has been called by God.
上帝已经呼召了他。
His son will inherit that call.
这个以撒将继承这个呼召。
And Abraham says, I cannot have my son.
亚伯拉罕说，我不能够有一个儿子。
Marrying with someone outside of the church.
娶了一个教会外面的女人。
Because when God called Abraham, Abraham was a church.
因为当亚伯拉罕呼召，受到上帝呼召的时候，他就成立了一个教会。那么他就跟这忠信仆人说，这忠信仆人以利亚撒就是代表圣灵，以撒就是代表耶稣，亚伯拉罕代表上帝，那么在这个他的这妻子利百加代表教会，那么上帝呢，亚伯拉罕借着这个仆人就是圣灵来找这个教会是利百加，为了耶稣基督就是以撒。
And Abraham gives Eliezer specific instructions.
所以亚伯拉罕就给了这以利撒一个特别的这个 指示。
I don't care how beautiful these Canaanite women are.
我不管这迦南女子有多漂亮美丽。
I don't care how many degrees they have.
我不管她们有多高的这个地位。
I don't care how many connections their parents have in government.
或者是她的家父母，她的家长爸爸们有这地位。
They are not my called people.
这些不是我特选的子民。
And a wife for my son,
我要我的孩子的妻子
who inherits this call,
要承秉承这个
must be a woman of my family that understands the mission.
必然是一个明白这个使命的一个女子。
And so I say to you, my young people,
所以我告诉你们年轻人
this may sound strange,
可能你觉得怪
when you can say I know who I am,
当你说我晓得我是谁的时候
as a Seventh-day Adventist,
成为一个复灵信徒
you cannot have a romantic relationship with a non-Seventh-day Adventist.
你不可能和另外一个外面的女子有一个浪漫的情
侣，
你不能这样做。
Or maybe I should say you should not do it.
或者我该说你不该这样做。
You must follow the example of your father Abraham.
你要跟从你的先父亚伯拉罕的指示。
A wife for my son must be a wife of the same spiritual tradition.
一个妻子必然是从本族出来的。
Because the calling is so strict, it is so special, it is so specific.
因为这个呼召是那么的特殊，特别，那么的特别。
If you align yourself with the wrong woman, you will be derailed from the mission.
当你和外面的女子结婚的时候，你就离开了这个使命。
I know who I am.
我晓得我是谁。
And so my closest friends cannot be unsaved people.
就算我最亲密的朋友也不能够是这样子的。
I am here for unsaved.
我是为了那些没有得救的人而来。
I have a message for them.
我是为他们而来。
But my bosom buddies cannot be the unsaved.
但是我的另一半不可能是那个没得救的。
Because they do not understand why I am the way I am.
因为他们不晓得我的身份，我是谁。
My brothers and sisters, you have a shocked look on your faces.
弟兄姐妹，你感到惊讶吗？
But I'm telling you what Adventists have lost sight of.
但是我告诉你是复灵信徒已经失去的眼睛。
And that is we are a special people.
那就是我们是特选的子民。
I never said better than, I never said worse than, I said different from.
我没有说好或坏，我说是不同。
And tonight,
今天晚上
if the Lord keeps the conviction I presently have,
如果上帝继续保持我的确信，
I will tell you what makes us different other than just a call from God.
我会告诉你除了呼召以外为什么我们的不同。
And so I repeat the words of Last Day Events, page 45, paragraph 2.
我再重复在这个末时大世纪原文45面第二段的话。
Seventh-day Adventists have been chosen by God as a peculiar people.
基督复临安息日会的人是上帝特选之民，与世人有别。
From the world,
与世人有别。
Then when we dress, we should not look like the world.
我们的穿着就不要像世界。
When we engage in recreation, it should not be the way the world does it.
我们的消遣活动也不要属于世界。
Because we are separate from.
因为我们已经被拣选出来。
By the great cleaver of truth.
用着这个大真理的大斧。
And tonight I will identify what the cleaver is.
今天晚上我就告诉你这真理的大斧是什么。
He has cut us out from the quarry of the world.
借着这个大斧把我们从这世界凿出来。
And the same way God cut us out.
就好像上帝怎样把我们凿出来。
It's the same way we are to cut others out from the world.
我们要同样的帮助世界其他人把他们凿出来。
And tonight we'll talk about that.
今天晚上我们要这样说
and brought them into connection with himself.
并把他们带来和上帝有联系
He has made them his representatives.
上帝已经把他们成为了他的代表。
I was in the Philippines last year.
去年我在菲律宾的时候。
As we talk about, he has made them his representatives.
当我们说到这个话题，他已叫他们这些人成为代表。
And I was waiting for my flight from Manila to Hong Kong, then Hong Kong to the United States.
我在等待飞机从马尼拉飞到香港，又飞到美国。
I was with the friends who brought me to the Philippines.
那么和一个带我去菲律宾朋友在一起。
There was 5 hours before the flight, so they took me to a mall.
当时五小时离开飞机，还有五小时就带我到一个广场。
And I was dressed in a suit as usual.
我当然是穿上西装。
I'm sitting in the back of the car.
坐在车子的后座。
And there's a driver, someone else next to the driver.
这个司机旁边有一个人。
And a policeman stopped the car.
警察就把车停了。
And so they're talking in their language. I had no clue what they were saying.
他们讲什么我不知道。
But after a couple of minutes, the police looked at me.
几分钟后，警察看着我。
And he told the driver, "Go ahead."
他就跟这个司机说：“你们可以走了。”
So when we pulled off, I said to the driver, "What did you tell the police?"
离开后，我问司机：“你告诉这个警察为什么他又停你呢？”
The driver said, "I have no registration on the back of my car, no plates."
司机说：“哦，我的车后面没有这个车牌号。
And I'm not supposed to drive the car.
所以我不能够开这辆车。
And he could have stopped me and taken the car.
当然，他能够停止我们不在。
I said, "Why did he let you go?"
那为什么让你走呢？
He said, "I told him I'm driving a diplomat from the United States."
我告诉他，我车上坐的是一个美国的大使。
Now, when he told the policeman he had a diplomat from the United States,
当他告诉警察这是美国的大使在车里，那警察看着我。
I was dressed in a suit.
我穿着西装。
Nice clean shirt.
清洁的衣服。
Shoes polished.
发亮的鞋。
I looked like a diplomat.
所以我看起来像一个大使。
And the policeman asked no questions. He said, "Oh, go ahead, go ahead, go ahead."
所以警察说。你可以走了，可以走了。
Because I was a representative of the king.
因为我是君王的代表。
We have to look a certain way.
当然，我们的穿着要看起来像。所以我跟你讲这故事。
We must try to represent God in everything we do. Why?
是要让我们晓得，我们在不同的地方，我们的生活的方式都要与众不同。
In our play, in our work, in our food, in our dress, our recreation, our spending money.
在我们的生活起居、饮食的方式等等，都是要不同。
We must be able to say,
我们必须能够说
I know who I am,
我知道我是谁。
And when you know who you are,
当你知道你是谁的时候
no one can make you something else.
没有人可以把你变成另一个人。
But as so many young people have this problem,
但是今天的年轻人有同样的问题。
They don't know who they are,
他们不晓得自己是谁。
And Satan loves that.
撒旦就很喜欢这一点。
Because Satan says, "Now I have a recommendation for you as to who you ought to be."
所以撒旦就可以说，现在让我介绍你到底是谁。
But when you have the biblical certainty of who you are,
但是当你有知道圣经的教导到告诉你是谁，
cannot be twisted.
你根本不能够扭曲。
It's difficult to mislead you.
这个事实就是事实。
Because you have this constant abiding consciousness.
因为在这你的良心中。有这个持之有恒的良心。
I am a Seventh-day Adventist.
我就是一个基督复临安息日会友。
I have a friend in New York City.
在纽约，我有一个朋友。
She's like a sister to me. She lives in Florida now.
现在住在佛罗里达州。
And she said to me, she says, "Randy, why do you always wear a suit when you fly?"
这位姐妹说，为什么你每次飞的时候都穿着西装呢
？Why can't you fly in a T-shirt?
难道不能够穿 T 恤飞吗
？And a cap turned around this way.
或者一个帽子戴在那个尾巴向后。
Because of the work that I do,
我说这是因为我的工作。
I am a preacher.
我是一个传道人。
I am an evangelist.
我是一个传道人。
I am a spiritual leader.
我是一个属灵的领袖。
I must look like it every time I step out of my house and step onto a plane.
每一次我出门，我上机的时候都要有这个形象。
Because I know who I am.
因为我知道我是谁
my brothers and my sisters,
所以弟兄姐妹们
you must be able to say,
你必须能够这样说
I know who I am.
我知道我是谁
Whether you're a young person, an older person, a student or a professional,
不论你的年龄多大
You conduct a business in Penang or wherever you run it,
不论你是在任何的地方工作
All your business friends, they conduct shady deals to make profit.
或者你看到你其他商业上的朋友，他们是贪财，但是你是基督复临安息会，你是属于那一组特选子民，
you know who you are.
你知道你是谁，
and like Abraham,
就好像亚伯拉罕，
who will not take from a thread, even to a shoe latchet.
你甚至不会因为任何的原因而倾倒。
You will be honest at every level of your business.
在你所有的生意的交易中都能够保持忠实。
Because I am a Seventh-day Adventist.
因为你是复灵信徒。
You are whatever you are.
无论你是任何的一
个。The consciousness of who you are.
在你的良心当中。
Must control your behavior.
必须掌管你所有的行为。
And that consciousness must be grounded in thus saith the Lord.
而这个你所知道的这个就是根据圣经的标准而做。
My brothers and sisters,
主内的弟兄姐妹，
Do you know who you are?
你晓得你是谁吗？
I realize many of you probably, I say probably,
也许我认为，
You may have come just for vacation.
你是来这里度假的。
But every opportunity to hear God's word may be your last.
但是每一个能够听到福音的机会可能都是最后的。
Every opportunity to speak it may be my last.
每一个能够传讲的机会也可能是最后的。
And so I want to be sure that I say something.
所以我要肯定我所说的。
That opens your eyes.
能够打开你的眼睛。
Changes your thinking.
改变你的思考。
So that in the judgment.
说以便在审判的时候，如果你失去了你的生命。
God cannot hold me.
上帝并不会因为我而 要我交账。
All Seventh-day Adventists, raise your right hand.
所有复灵信徒举起你的右手。
All Seventh-day Adventists, as I have described them, you raise your right hand.
就好像我已经形容了复灵信徒，你能够举手吗？你举手吧。
All right.
如果你晓得你的身份。
Different understanding and would like to be Seventh-day Adventists as God intended. Can I see your right hand?
那么那些愿意说我愿意上帝使我成为这样的真实的复灵信徒的，请你举手。
You didn't understand what I said. Take your hands off. It's my fault.
我再说一次。
Before I preach this message,
在我证这个道之前，
you consider yourself an Adventist.
你认为自己是复灵信徒。
And it was too much work for you to say Seventh-day Adventist.
也许这句话讲起来很长嘛。
So you're an Adventist.
你是复灵信徒。
You have heard this message.
你听到这信息，
I know who I am.
我知道我是谁。
And the Spirit of God has touched your heart.
上帝灵感动了你。
And you want to be the kind of Seventh-day Adventist.
而你现在要成为那一种的复灵信徒。根据这信息所讲的，
If that is your desire,
如果这是你的意愿，请你举起你的右手，请你站起来。那我要告诉你。
Don't stand up because someone else is standing.
请你不要因为别人站而站立。
You stand because the Holy Spirit has touched your heart as a person.
你因为圣灵感动你才站起来。
In the book Medical Ministry, page 49.
在这个怀师母的著作里面，这医药布道的第四段，这原文49面。
Christ was a Seventh-day Adventist.
基督是一个基督复临安息日会友。
To all intents and purposes.
为了所有任何所有的目的而成为。
Now you did not hear what I said.
也许你听没有，你听不清楚。
I'll tell you why I know you didn't hear me.
为什么我告诉你
？Not one Adventist said Amen.
因为没有当中任何一个人说 Amen.
Of all the thousands of churches in the world when she wrote,
在众多的教会里面，当她这样写的时候
，Medical Ministry page 49 paragraph 4.
医药布道49面。
Was a Seventh-day Adventist to all intents and purposes.
在任何所有的这个旨意之下呢，耶稣献上自己，他是一个复灵信徒。
In all that he did, he represented the lifestyle of a genuine Seventh-day Adventist.
意思是说，耶稣的生平在任何的情况之下而看，他都是一个复灵信徒的榜样。
Now Ellen White had nothing against Baptists.
当然，怀师母并不是针对任何的浸信会友，也不是针对这些路德教友。
She didn't say Christ was a Lutheran.
但是，这个怀师母没有说。
She said Christ.
耶稣是任何其他教会的人。
Was a Seventh-day Adventist.
而耶稣是基督复临安息的会友。
To all intents and purposes.
在任何的他的生活的情况和旨意之下。
I know who I am.
我晓得我是谁。
How many of you will say now, Lord?I know who I am. Can I see your hands?
有多少人再一次说，我晓得我是谁，我晓得我是谁。
Every head bowed, every eye closed.
请大家低头祷告。
Father, in the name of Jesus Christ.
父啊，奉主耶稣的名。
Open our eyes to understand.
打开我们的眼睛，让我们明白。
That you have called this church to carry out a mission.
你已经呼召这个教会来行完这使命。
That you have given to no other church on the face of the earth.
是其他教别的教会没有的使命。
But with that privilege.
但是有了这个特权。
Comes serious responsibility.
也带来了更大的责任。
Help us, dear God.
帮助我们上帝啊
to receive into our hearts,
领受在我们的心中
and to live out in our lives,
并在我们的生活中显现出来我们所晓得的到底成为基督复临安息会的意义是什么
As this section of this section of today's program comes to a close,
当我们结束这一堂的时候
Let us begin to see ourselves differently, Father.
让我们重新的看看我们自己的身份。
Please hear this humble prayer.
请你回听我们谦卑的祷告，并拯救我们到底。奉主耶稣的名祈求。
Amen.
Amen.
此节目由巨响媒体为您精心呈现。若想收听更多节目，请您浏览 www.loudvoicemedia.com。